Today I'm joined by Siobhan, who is here to tell me all about her cervical smear journey. So, hi Siobhan, thanks for joining me.
Hi Niamh, no problem.
So can you tell me, what made you go for your first smear test?
Okay, so I went for my first smear in June 2015 when I turned 25, and I don't know why I went for it. I think it was just after my birthday and someone had said, oh, you're 25 now, you need to go and get your smear done. So I worked in a shopping centre and there was a well woman clinic in the centre. So I went up one day and she just said, oh yeah, perfect, so booked me in. So went and got it done, that was fine. And then about 3 weeks later, I got a phone call from the well woman clinic just to say, oh, there was some irregular results and we're going to send them to the hospital. So to wait to hear from the hospital that I was going to go into them.
So what were the results when they went in?
So when the hospital rang me, so I was kind of called back, the hospital would have rang me, I think, the next day. So I was, within getting the results, I was in the hospital within a week. So I was a bit worried because I was being seen so quickly. So they had said to me, basically the results had shown cancer cells, or SIN. So SIN1 and SIN3. So they're cancer cells, or pre-cancer cells they can be.
And what was the next suggested step?
So when I went in, they went through stuff with me about, they were very surprised. Like, one of the things they actually said to me was they were very surprised that I had this because I was so young, because it's usually quite common in women of 50. So they said what they were going to do is, it's called a colposcopy. So it's very similar to a smear, but it's just a bit more, they would look a lot closer and they can take more swabs and stuff like that. And they can just basically see the cells a lot closer. So when I got that done, they took a biopsy that day just to check the cells because they had shown up SIN.
What did that mean?
So like, there's pre-cancer cells and there's cancer cells. So I think there's basically SIN 1, 2 and 3. And I had SIN 1 and SIN 3, I think. So they're two different types of cancer cells. So potentially if left untreated, it would have been cervical cancer, or, and then it could have possibly have spread as well. So they took the biopsy then, and they'd kind of confirmed that the SIN was present. So the consultants decided to do an operation called a cone biopsy, where they'll go in and they'll cut out the area of where the cancer cells have been found. So some women would get, say, irregular results, and they'd go in and maybe get a LETS done, where I've heard is the burning off, but for some reason they didn't do the LETS with me. They just done, it could have been because like that, there was found as being cancer cells. So they then, that was in January, yeah, 6 months after getting the results, I went in and got the first cone biopsy done.
Did they mention if it was like, for, you said they do a LETS. Does it depend on which type of SIN that you have, whether they do the LETS or not?
I think that they do LETS when they're irregular. So a very common result for women is that they've got irregular results, but there's no SIN present. It's just irregular results. Could be bacterial. So usually that's when they do the burning off. But the consultant that I was with said he just felt he could see something there. So unless he could see cells that looked a bit more serious than just non-cancer cells, I think they can kind of tell by looking. So he had said instead of just burning them away, he wanted to do the biopsy and get it checked out in more detail.
Yeah, just to make sure that everything was all right there.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah.
So could you tell me a little bit about, you've had your first colposcopy.
Mm-hmm.
What happened after that?
So after the colposcopy, yeah, so then I was booked in for the cone biopsy, which is the operation. And they went in and they cut away the area. And after that, everything had healed fine. And they said it was clear, but they were just going to monitor me with smears. So I think 2-3 months later, I went back into the hospital and I got another smear done. And they had found more cancer cells, more SIN. So then 3 months later, I actually went and got another cone biopsy done. To remove more cancer cells. Again, they were just, all they can do is monitor with smears to see if there's any more irregular cells and stuff like that. So in the hospital that I'm in, the doctors all have kind of a meeting each month, and they'll discuss cases and stuff like that. So they discussed my case because I was so young. So they decided then that they were going to do a third operation, and it was for the reason of margins. So
was that another cone biopsy?
Another cone, yeah. So that would have been the third one. So, and usually they had said to me they only usually do two, but they decided to do the third one because of the risk of margins. So from my understanding, margins are basically in the area of where the cancer cell's wall was, around that area is your margin area. And what can happen is the cells can skip a cell. So it could go a bit further out. So they decided to do, there was no kind of cancer cells present there, but they felt by doing the margin to do the third procedure just to completely clear the area to make sure like that hadn't spread a bit further. Now I'd actually got an MRI and stuff done as well in the hospital, and they had shown there was nothing really else that had turned up. So they just done this more for margins and stuff like that. So that was September 2016. So that was kind of the last of the operations, and they were very happy with everything and that they'd got everything basically.
So after that, did you still have to go back and do regular smears?
Yeah, so they had said they were going to do smears every 6 months with me just to make sure. So I went back in December and I got my smear done, and when I got the results, it was clear. So it was great news, because like you'd never expect this to happen. You know, you just go in for your smear and that's all you think about it. So got the smear done then in 2016 and it was clear and it was grand. And then I wasn't due back to the hospital till December 2017, which was obviously last December. So when I went in that day, they got it done, and then I got the results and they were irregular. Now, they weren't sin. There was no sin present. They were just glandular irregular, which is, it's quite a common irregular result for women to have. Like I've heard of a lot of women going back in because they got irregular results, but there was no sin present. So it's a good result, if you know what I mean, for me. So when I went in, I went back to them in March then, and then they done another colposcopy, because like that with my case, they wanted to do, they needed to check the area again. So when I got that done, the consultant said she was very happy, like there was nothing there that she could see. So that was, yeah, that was in March. But so they're going to bring me back to do, I think it's March next year, for another smear. So they're quite happy with that. They think they've got everything basically, but it's just more the fact that they just have to monitor it.
Yeah. So as a result of having all these colposcopies, has this affected your health in any other way?
Not really. Like it's more, I'm actually very healthy, I'm fit and stuff like that, but it's affected me in the way of having children. So I'm still able to have children, but just in the middle of all this, they told me that I'd have to attend a fertility clinic before getting pregnant. So I have no children at the moment. So they told me that I need to attend a fertility clinic. So this would be a clinic for women that were, say, going through IVF and stuff, but also a clinic for anyone that has had an operation on their cervix or their uterus or anything like that. So the colon biopsy was done on my cervix, so that's why I'd have to attend there. So that was in April of this month. So when I met the consultant in there, he had said to me, they have to basically measure your cervix because I've had operations on it. So he had kind of said to me that there's no kind of exact length for a cervix, but that your cervix needs to be 25 in length to hold a baby full term.
So what would they have to do in order for you to have a baby full term?
So when I got, so it's very similar to a smear as how they measure the cervix. So my cervix was actually only nine in length. So he said to me the risk would be I wouldn't hold a baby after week 18. So that was kind of the worst thing I heard, to be honest, out of everything. That was the most upsetting part. When I went, they basically decided they were going to do, it's called a cervical stitch, where they'll stitch the cervix closed so that basically I'll be able to hold the baby full term.
And how did they go about doing that?
So it's just, so when I went in, I met one of the consultants in there, and they had said that when a woman gets pregnant, naturally her cervix will start to close to hold baby in, but because mine was too short, it never would have closed fully, so I would have had miscarriages and stuff like that. Thank God I didn't have anything like that. But it's just keyhole surgery. So I actually only got that done 3 weeks ago. So it was just keyhole surgery, and they basically just go through the belly button and they tie the cervix and stuff. It's a very high successful rate, and when I was speaking to them, they said, say they had 14 women with similar situations and they've had 14 babies. So the only thing is I can only have a baby by cesarean. I can't have a natural birth. So everything would have to be kind of planned, and I'll have to have a lot of scans and stuff like that first, just to make sure that the baby is safe.
Are you happy with the way the hospital has gone about this and all your treatment?
To be honest, I couldn't actually fault the hospital in any way. From the day I went in, everyone was really, really helpful, very understanding. If I didn't, like I've had to ring some days because I didn't understand if I got a letter from them and I wasn't sure, there was always someone there to take a call or to ring me back. So I really couldn't fault the hospital in any way. They've done everything for me, and they've even said things, you know, because I'm so young, they can treat me, but they don't want to over-treat me, because like that, if I was an older woman and I had all my children, they would be able to go in and do a full operation and take as much as they need. But because I'm so young, they're taking the bare minimum because they don't want to affect my fertility and stuff. So I really can't at all fault them in any way.
What do you think could be changed about the way smear tests are done?
Personally, I just think it's shocking that you have to wait till you're 25. I don't see any reason why you should have to wait till you're 25, because I actually had gone a couple of years, I was going to my doctor just for blood tests or something very general like that, and I'd asked for a smear, and he was kind of, why do you want a smear? And I just said, oh, just because I'm here and stuff. And he's like, oh, no, you have to wait till you're 25 for that. And I didn't think about it obviously at the time, but in hindsight it's something that does play in my mind a little bit, because
yeah, you wonder if they would have been able to catch it then, or
exactly, like, because it would have been 4 years previous to when I'd got, when any results were found, but like they could have found nothing. I'd asked them could they like determine if the cancer cells were there a year or 10 years, and they said there was no way to know. So I don't actually know if I did get it done any earlier, but I just think you should have the option.
And you were telling me before that your case has actually been so rare, they're actually using you as a case study.
Yeah, when I went in April just gone, I'd met with the consultant that had been looking after me since all this has started. And she had asked me, would I sign permission for my case to be used for medical research and stuff like that? And I signed it, of course, because if it's going to help, if that's all it is if it's going to help some other person that hopefully doesn't have to go through this, but if it can help them in any way, by all means. So
what is the aim of you telling your story today?
I just wanted more to bring awareness to everything about it, because, you know, it's a lot, it's very common, more than we realise. And I'm very lucky, I have really good friends that I've always been able to talk to about, and they'd ring and see if I'm okay. And my boyfriend is very, very helpful in all this. He's been really good. So just everyone to get it done. It can be quite uncomfortable, but the worst case scenario is not getting it done. And worst case scenario now, because if I had left mine untreated for so long, for 3 or 4 years, I don't know if I would be here telling the story. They had kind of said that to me, that it worked on my side so well because I had come so early. So for people to go and get it done, and especially in America, like with all the recent stuff that has come out, mainly with all the cervical stuff, like an extra 60,000 people have gone and got smears done since the stuff has come out. But the thing about America, the reason why Ireland send all their samples to America is because your smear is done every year in America. I don't know why it's done every 3 years in Ireland, but it's done every year. That's kind of what happened to these women, was that they got a smear done and they were given the results and then had to wait 3 years. Where if they were in the next year, it would have been caught way sooner than 3 years later, because their result had either, I'm not too sure, I think the result might have said clear, but if they would have even gotten a regular result or a clear result, they still would have been caught the very next year. But these women had to wait 3 years, and I don't see why. But I know that they send them over because it would take nearly a year and a half to get a smear result here in Ireland, because they're just not able for the volume of it where America is. I just think, just get it done. And if you're embarrassed of being a male doctor, you can request female doctors. You can, they're very nice and they're very understanding of how women can feel about this and stuff. But I've even had like some of the girls saying like, oh God, no, I got mine done because of like everything that's happened to you and stuff. So
I know personally, like we've been friends, what, 27 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know personally the only reason I went to get mine was because of you.
Yeah.
You literally just go and get it done. This has happened to me. It can happen to anyone.
Yeah.
And out of a group of 7 core girls,
yeah,
4 of yous have come back.
Yeah, a regular, yeah.
Only 3 of yous have had to go in for actual medicals.
One of the girls has got released last year, so she's just back to getting it normally done, the well woman. But one of the other girls is in every couple of months, and she's getting, I think she might be getting the lets done. But like that, they're just trying to monitor and stuff. So like, to me, the hospital are doing everything they can. Like,
so it's literally, the answer is just go out and get your smears. Don't be embarrassed by anything. I know that was one big thing. We'd be like, oh, going in and getting that done, what if it's a male doctor and all this?
Yeah.
It all goes out the window. They've all seen it before. Mm. Just go and get it done. Your health is much more important than the embarrassment that's over in 2 seconds.
Yeah, and it's more awareness as well. You don't really see it that much, I find. There's no, I don't know, you have to kind of register. I think cervical check, isn't it, .ie? You have to go on and register and stuff like that. But I don't know, I just don't see why you have to wait till you're 25. Mm. You should definitely be able to get it done sooner. I know in the case of a girl and say her mother or there's a family history of it, couldn't get it done sooner. But I had no history at all. And look, like I could, like if I could have got it done sooner, basically it could have been a different situation. But I don't know.
Well, I'd like to thank you for coming in and telling me your story today. I really just think it's something that needs to get out there.
Definitely, definitely.
So thanks for coming in.
No problem. Thanks, Niamh.
Bye.
Bye.